Welcome to another post-game media edition of Talking Hoosier Baseball. I'm Carl James. Today is Friday, March 25th, 2022. The Indiana University baseball team dropped the opening game of the Evansville series 17-14. The media spoke with Coach Mercer following the game.
Coach, is there any reason why Perkins maybe was a little more hittable early tonight?
I would say just the scouting report gets out a little bit. Guys are able to watch video and fell behind the count a couple times, and you get into more hitters counts, and everyone's hittable in hitters counts. And so, you know, when those things happen, and you know they're a veteran group, they're able to put good swings on it. Obviously, it was a hitter's night tonight on both sides with, you know, fast track rain and the wind blowing out. And so they did a really good job. They battled in tough, and I would say probably just scouting reports and then also kind of falling behind and getting hitters counts.
Inherited runners runs have been a consistent issue this season.
Yeah.
It looked like you know that one inning almost got out of it, but yeah. Then didn't. So yeah. What do you kind of attribute that to?
Well, this one's on me. This game's on me. I didn't manage the bullpen well enough, to be honest with you. I misread the situation. Should have had other guys' situations. You have a lead going into the sixth, and I didn't manage the game well enough. In the bullpen, we had opportunities to probably stack some guys up and do some things differently and not put those guys in a tougher situations and run those guys back out into the third inning. And I did it, you know, a couple of times today. And just I have to be better. And that wasn't, you know, it's my fault in that situation. And so, yeah, you bring guys in into inherited situations and, you know, you put guys in a disadvantaged position. And that's really hard on those guys. And tonight it was on their coach. I didn't do a good enough job of managing that, and that's my responsibility. And that's what I told the kids. You know, I hope they can, you know, come out and pick up their coach on Sunday, and know that I do feel, you know, I feel badly about that. I should have managed it better, and I didn't. And that's because I put guys in those kind of positions.
Coach, obviously the lead change is a big thing tonight, but that obviously means as well your offense was able to battle back from behind. What can you kind of take from that performance?
Yeah, we were terrific. And offensively, we were exceptional. We had, 16 hits? We had 16 hits, and we were terrific, and we have been. And I'm just really proud of those guys. They just keep going. You know, they just one more time into the fray, and they keep going and keep battling and keep competing. And you know, I let those guys down. You know, offensively, I let those guys down today by not managing the game well enough. And I apologize to those guys, too, tonight. But, yeah, they're such a tough and talented group and resilient, and they just keep going. And I'm sure they'll continue to do that.
Coach, I noticed Philip Glasser had some really long at-bats, took some walks. How much is that part of your approach kind of when you're recruiting him, that he has that patience? Where does that kind of come from him?
Yeah, he's a veteran guy. He's played a lot of baseball and you know, low swing and miss and good contact rate. So that's something that we certainly value in recruiting, as you can kind of see this year as those guys have gotten to campus. It's something that we really value, something we really train. And Glasser is another guy that just has great at-bats and tough at-bats. And, you know, he and Dones and Ellis, and then all those young guys, you know, Bobby Whalen, same thing. And, you know, Brock Tibbetts, Carter Mathis, and Pine. And they all do. They all do an exceptional job of that. And very, very proud of them.
It's a couple of games in a row without Calipi in the lineup. Is there a reason why he's not there?
Yeah, he has a bit of an injury. I don't think it's going to be long-term. But just kind of waiting to see how he responds from that. So nothing long term.
How did Whalen respond from the first base injury today?
You know, I've kind of joked before in the past with Bobby. He's an old Pennsylvania wrestler, so he's a tough cat. You know, if I would have taken him out, he probably would have put me in a headlock. So he just needed a second. He just needed a second to catch his breath and recover. Just kind of got hit in the thigh. It wasn't the knee or anything bad. And so he'll have a good bruise and he'll limp around a little bit for, you know, a day or two. But I'm sure he'll be back in there and ready to go on Sunday.
Probably got time for two more.
Coach, that eighth inning rally there with two outs, you're trying to claw back into that unbelievable play on center field. Is that kind of just a demoralizing play, or was the energy still high after that?
No, it was fine. I mean, what a lot of defenses do, if you watch, they just put three guys in the warning track. And so those plays are going to be made, right, when you have your defense so deep and ball hitting the gap like that, can have a chance. But you also see another side. You see the ball that Glasser, line driver, hits in probably the first there, and is able to hit a double, get a stretch a double out of it on what would normally be a single. So I always tell those guys, you know, when they play deep like that, which is understandable, that's what I would do, you know, oftentimes against us too. is that when they do that, those low line drives are doubles. And so we have to, you know, the game gives and takes away. And so when the game gives, you have to make sure that you're prepared to go to bases on those swings as well. It was a great catch by that kid. Great catch.
Brock Tibbetts had another good day at the plate. And, you know, just for a freshman, he looks really poised up there. What have you seen from his approach at the plate that you think leads to that confidence?
Well, he doesn't miss fastballs very often. And so when you don't miss fastballs, he's trained really, really hard to have a, you know, a really tight, flat swing. He's able to make decisions later in the process. And so when you're able to make late decisions offensively, you know, you don't chase breaking balls, you don't expand against breaking balls. And when you do that, you get to good counts and you get good pitches to hit. And he's done that consistently, put himself in good positions to hit, gotten good balls over the plate in the zones that he likes, and when he gets them, he stings them. So he is a special player. He's a terrific kid.
How do you mentally coach when, you know, the hitters have such a good day and there's been a bunch of these recently, but pitching doesn't come through? How do you mentally make sure that the guys stay strong and, you know, people are, the culture's still good in the locker room?
Well, you know, that stuff is built months in the past, right? It goes back to recruiting. It goes back to making sure the right people are in the boat. And they're working their way throughout the course of the year to build trust and to resonate, and then to hope that they can forgive their coach for a poor day on his part, and then allow those guys to respond back. And you know, I'm sure that they will. I'm sure that they will. But the things that there's only so much that you can control, right? You can control what you can control. And right now, those guys, they're not going to mount a pitch. They're hitting, and they're hitting really well. And we made a few errors tonight. Let's keep that in mind too. We wet ball, wet turf. We didn't take care of the ball as well as we normally have. And that didn't help, obviously, on the mound. But, you know, those guys have jobs to do, and the expectation they're going to continue to do their jobs as well as they can. And they have, and they'll do that. They'll keep doing that. I'm confident of that.
The Evansville series is set to resume at Saturday at 2 p.m. with Bradley Bramer taking the mound for the Indiana Hoosiers. We will see you at the BART.